This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Welcome in the next 60 minutes. Everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, the top teams in our domestic leagues take a weekend off as the internationals move front and centre. Scotland are at Celtic Park to take on the Republic of Ireland, and we're with the boss in moments. Also, it's been an eventful week off the field for the Dons. We look back and ask what it means going forward for the club. And there's golf, rugby and more to come between now and 7 on Friday Sport. It's John and the two Daves. It starts right here. Right now.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
First then, as always, to the boss, which this week is Gordon Strachan ahead of Scotland versus the Republic of Ireland at Celtic Park. And he sounds a lot more relaxed than Martin O'Neill probably is at this point, I'd imagine.
I always enjoy the build-up with the players. They're terrific to work with. I ask them to put in a certain amount of work and they do it without complaint. And it's good watching. Good players training, so it's a bonus for me to come along and watch good players. The excitement's generated from, as far as I'm concerned, of meeting the real people in the streets. Went for a walk yesterday, met a lot of people, all excited. So the excitement started yesterday when I met people who were out doing a bit of shopping and what have you, and wishing us good luck. So that really started the ball rolling. We can have them organised. We have in a way that they trust each other. They know what they've got to do. I think that's the best way to be able to handle it. Big games. The atmosphere is not going to be a problem for the players on both sides. I think it will inspire us. And how the Irish lads deal with it, it's up to them. I couldn't tell you. But it'll inspire us. So there's nothing really you can tell people. I think they've got an idea what's coming. We had a lovely taste there at Ibrox recently. I thought the atmosphere was great there as well. I thought the Scottish fans turned Ibrox into the home of Scotland for the day. And we will do that. We will turn Celtic Park to the home of Scottish football. If you take out Gibraltar, the games, every game has been just one goal in it, every game. So that's how tight we're talking here. Any result is only one goal. So that's how tight this group is. You can only ask the players to perform. We have done that in three games. Whether we think the points that we've collected at these performances are right or wrong, doesn't matter. You could ask Germany, who've had, I think, nearly 80 attempts at goals in three games. They probably think they should have nine points, but it didn't work out that way. So you never know when the big game's coming. I think you have to have a look at it after we all play each other and see where we're all standing after we play each other once. And then you'll get a better idea of how tough the task is after that. We like to think that both sides are going to put a bit of thought into the game. But as you say, we know each other that well. And to be fair, because of the video analysis you can do with most teams now, there's nobody that's going to surprise you in what's going to happen in the game. You really need tomorrow to be at your best as individuals. It may just be doing a bit of bad luck somewhere along the line or good luck for the other team. I hope it's not that way. I hope it's down to the side that performs the best. I know how we're going to try and play. Got a couple of systems we use. But no, I've cleared my mind since Sunday. Obviously, in the last couple of days, we've had a few knocks here and there, and you obviously put your thinking cap on just in case. But I've got a clear idea what we're doing. And so the players know a clear idea what we're doing.
A battle plan to execute there. Noah mentioned executions near Roy Keane. Damn, Roy. Someone give him a Snickers. Evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm John Mellis. Joining me tonight, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway. The big match kicks off in a little under 2 hours. And if our boss appears relaxed, how does Ireland's come across by comparison? A little bit defensive, maybe? Responding to a fairly aggressive interrogation by the sounds of it.
They've done very, very well. They've got a good side together. And the results have been excellent under Gordon.
They're pretty tight, they're pretty compact, they're well organised.
They're a good side.
Chances will be at a premium. How difficult will it be to score against a side like that?
Well, we have to try and work out a way to do it. I think that we are capable of coming and attacking more than we did against Germany in that sense, with a few problems, of course, with a number of players, good players who were injured. We had to shift things around, playing a midfielder at full back. So it wasn't exactly ideal in terms of preparation for it. The players did wonderfully well to get a result there. It's a fantastic result. really fantastic. It's given us confidence to go and try and beat Scotland.
Just sent a little bit in the back foot initially there, I think, doesn't he? And it's not been a picture book period of preparation for the Irish. First of all, with the suggested pantomime taunting of McGeady and now the injured McCarthy, and then rumblings in and around the team HQ and the build-up. It's all that type of thing distract players, Dave, or will they do... professional to let it get in their mindset?
They'll be far too professional to let it bother them come quarter to eight tonight. So I think it will be a rollicking atmosphere at Celtic Park. Great game and looking forward to it immensely.
One man who knows all about the matchday experience as national boss is Craig Brown, and he's looking forward to a raucous arena in Celtic Park.
I'm quite sure that the atmosphere at Celtic Park will be brilliant for both fixtures. I'm sure the players will relish both games at Celtic Park, and the atmosphere there is generally terrific. It can be very intimidating if the Tartan Army is in full voice, as I'm sure they will be. So, two great games to look forward to.
Is that a must-win game on Friday?
I think, yes. I think the home games are proving must-win fixtures now, although we've proved away from home, particularly in the wonderful performance in Germany, that we can hold our heads high and we can go and we can get victories. I think everyone in football acknowledges that a home fixture makes you the favourite. And therefore, if you're the favourite team to win, I think you've got to win the home fixtures, yes.
How do you rate the Republic of Ireland, and what do you make of the job that Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane are doing?
Well, obviously, they're doing very well also. We have 6 months of a start on Martin O'Neill, Gordon has anyway, and you know, it takes a while to get the team that you want, the players, into your way of thinking. Now, Martin's a wonderful manager. He's proved that over the years, both in England and in Scotland. You know, he did, I think, he worked wonders at Leicester City, then came up and was hugely successful with Celtic, finally the Cup Winners' Cup. Or the UEFA Cup, rather, in Seville. Now, Martin O'Neill has a huge reputation, justifiably, but it doesn't happen overnight, and it'll take him a while. So, therefore, I think Scotland have the edge because they've got a good start on Ireland in terms of players being together longer. And, you know, Gordon knows his players better. He's got a consistent selection. Now, it's getting that way with the Republic. That's what worries me, that between the two of them, you know, Martin and Roy, these guys are getting the Irish team up for it, and there's a settled squad there too.
What sort of a game do you think we'll see on Friday? It should be an interesting tactical battle, given the abilities of the respected managers.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be very good, and I think it'll be fiercely contested. There'll be, I think, important decisions to be made, and I hope that we've got a strong, fair referee. So, a strong referee is important. A good game is, I think, guaranteed. It will be. The atmosphere will be terrific, and the quality of play, I'm sure, will be of a very high standard. So, I can't wait.
It would be magnificent to get two wins, obviously, Craig, but if you had to pick one game to win, if you were told, right, you can win one game and lose one game, you'd pick the Republic of Ireland game to win, wouldn't you? Because it means so much more.
Yeah, you would, but you don't want to lose to what we always talk about, them. We want to beat them as well. I mean, I get carried away when I hear talk about Scotland and England, but we do dearly hope that we beat them.
And just finally, Craig, you know, the feel-good factor is growing under Gordon's charge. Now, a couple of wins, and that would just make it even stronger. That would just bring the feel-good factor up another notch, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. And what you find, the feel-good factor is reflected in the scarcity of tickets. Ticket sales, same at club level here. When things are going well, you can't get a ticket. But that is a reflection of the success that the team's having. But you want it that way, and you wouldn't have it any other way.
Tickets at a premium for this one, and let's hope that continues, because at least it means we're doing well on the national stage. This is North Sun 1's Friday Sport, previewing Scotland versus the Republic of Ireland at Celtic Park this evening, and more from the big game directly ahead.
North Sound 1, with the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Indeed it is, and we'll take a look around the other home nation's upcoming matches this weekend in just a minute or two, plus details of a brand new golf tournament to hit the northeast as part of the Race to Dubai calendar. 15 men in blue prepared to stare down the Haka, and the Dons go back to black. It's all coming up, but first, back with the match this evening, and we've heard from a glut of managers. How about we get a terrace viewpoint from Tartan Army fans rep Alan Duncan?
We're in a great position, so are they, and this is a real shootout almost for, you know, getting ourselves into that second place and, you know, clear. And they've had some good results to start with, and obviously, you know, picking up a point against Germany was a unexpected one for them, one that we thought maybe we could have got as well. But so we're both in a good position. It's a huge game, everyone looking forward to it, one of the biggest games that Scotland have been involved in for quite some time, I would say, and here's hoping we can get something out of it.
And Parkhead will be packed. It'll be a real cauldron of noise, won't it?
Well, Celtic Park, when it's full, especially in a European night when Celtic are playing, can be a fantastic atmosphere. And I think tomorrow night, because of who the two teams are, obviously there's an attachment to Celtic Park for a lot of the Republic of Ireland fans as well. Scotland fans are really up for this game. You know, you kind of get a ticket for love nor money. You know, seats on buses and trains and whatever are very scarce as well. So, yeah, the atmosphere is going to be absolutely electric, I would say. I think when the teams run out of that onto that part tomorrow night and they hear the anthems played, it's going to be incredible.
Some good news for Scotland. McCarthy's out for the Irish. Is that a big boost?
I think it is for Scotland right now, but I mean, a lot can change in the next 24 hours. I mean, we could lose a big player as well. And I mean, he's certainly been a very good player for them in recent times, and one that obviously there's a bit of niggle between obviously Scotland fans and him for the way that he, you know, changed his allegiances and went to play for them. But that's in the past. But there would have been a bit of booing on him, and that maybe would have increased, you know, added to the atmosphere. So I guess all the focus tomorrow night will be on Aidan McGeady instead of the two. But yeah, is a boost. would be good if they could maybe lose one or two other players as well, but let's wait and see.
I mean, looking at the two squads, I think it's fair to say that there's little to choose between the two.
There's not. I think they're evenly balanced, well matched, from the management teams right through the squads. Actually, we've got some players right now who are playing very well at club level, playing at a high level. You know, we've got two strikers playing in the English Premier League who are scoring goals, which is incredible. That's a first in a long, long time. But they've got guys like Robbie Keane who's been seen and done it for many a year, you know. So there's nothing to choose. It could go down to one, could just be one goal in that game. But it's sure to be an exciting match, I would say.
Could be just one goal in it, something we're hearing a lot from Gordon Strachan, Alan Duncan there, just by anyone that you speak to, expecting it to be relatively a tight affair from two pretty evenly matched teams. Just prior to us asking our experts to predict the lineup for this evening, let me just ask a general question or two on the fixture. In a match where the teams are difficult to pick between and the expected atmosphere, it might get a bit overheated where the classier football takes a back seat, let's say, Dave.
Yeah, I think it will be almost like an old-fashioned British Cup tie, because I think there will be plenty of aggression from both sides. The referee, as Craig said in his piece, it needs a tough referee.
Gordon Strachan's been saying that this week,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right. So a bit like we were saying 7 days ago for our game against Celtic. And sadly, we were disappointed. we didn't get one.
Okay,
so,
who called it in 24 minutes?
You're a winner.
We haven't even got on to chatting about the Dons. That's brilliant. Yeah, we need a tough referee, and that's just to get past the dugouts.
Indeed.
Given that it could be as tight as all the predictions suggest, who can make the difference on either side, Dave? I mean, danger men for the Irish, first of all, and those who might influence the Scotland team, who could help swing it for us. Who do you see as being the key men in the match?
The one that really stands out for Ireland has to be Robbie Keane. He scored so many goals for us currently. He will need to be watched very, very closely. Similarly, for Scotland, Stephen Fletcher, I expect him to spearhead the Scots attack. And I think it's the two front men will be key. But you've got to get the service right, of course.
Let's get on to that team selection for tonight. Before I ask this, has it actually been issued? Do we have the teams yet?
No.
Not as far as I can see.
Right, OK. Well, blindfolds on all the same. The team selection for tonight with Predictor Gordon, Dave the Elder. We'll start with you.
OK, I'm going to go for Marshall, Whittaker, Martin, Hanley, Robertson, Brown, Morrison, Maloney, Naismith, Anya and Fletcher.
And Dave the Younger.
Marshall in goals, Whittaker, Martin, Greer and Robertson at the back, Mulgrew, Brown sitting, Maloney, Naismith and Anya behind Fletcher.
And the one to watch, Dave the Younger, we'll go with you first this time.
Well, I touched upon it a moment ago, Stephen Fletcher, but you have to get the service right because a striker could be the best striker in the world. If you don't get the service to him, it's not going to work. But I think with the likes of Maloney and Anya whipping in the crosses from the flanks, I think they will give Fletcher the service he needs.
I'm going to go for Stephen Naismith because I think he's playing the best football of his career. He's won over the Everton fans. He may even have won over you, John. Who knows? But because I know you weren't convinced, but I do think he is showing real quality.
Yeah, yeah.
And Naismith and Fletcher do seem to link up well, along with Anya, as Dave mentioned. So, yep, Stephen Naismith's my one to watch.
I think Anya's going to be all important. And finally, a score for tonight. Dave Mack.
5-0. No, I'm 2-1 to Scotland.
Dave Galloway.
I think there's only just going to be one goal in it, 1-0 Scotland.
OK, I'll say 2-0 just for the sake of it.
Just to be different.
In the other matches involving home nations, Northern Ireland will have to get by without their captain for tonight's Euro 2016 qualifier in Romania. Stephen Davis is missing through injury for the match, which pitches Group F surprise leaders against the team immediately behind them. Defender Craig Cathcart tells Sky Sports News they're an effective unit.
You pride yourself on, you know, being a tough team to play against, but we've got quality in the team now that can go in, you know, the opposite way and score goals. And, you know, if we do our jobs at the back and obviously the players at the front do their jobs as well, we've got a great chance of picking up a lot more results.
Northern Ireland away to Romania. Dave Mack.
I think they'll do OK. They've got a great Michael O'Neill, former Aberdeen player, briefly, has done a great job. And obviously we've got interest with Niall McGinn, hopefully involved. So I'm going to go for a 1-0 Irish win.
England travel north to face Scotland in a friendly next week, but ahead of that, in European Championship qualification action at home to Slovenia. Midfielder Adam Lallana feels that... Now, of all the things could trip up there, midfielder was not the word I was going for. Midfielder Adam Lallana feels they're coping well without his Liverpool teammate Daniel Sturridge. The striker hasn't played since the beginning of September because of a number of injuries. Roy Hodgson's side face Slovenia in Euro 2016 qualifying tomorrow. Lallana tells Sky Sports News they've more than able replacements for Sturridge in the national team.
The sooner we get him fit, the better. You know, but Welbeck and Mooney have done well and scored the goals the last few games, so it's always good that, you know, when someone's either suspended or injured, then we've got players that can fill in.
England against Slovenia, Dave Galloway.
I was going to say, firstly, were you distracted there because you were concentrating on how Roy Hodgson would have pronounced Lallana?
Probably not. But well, it might have affected a little bit.
I don't think it'll be a cricket score, but I think England will be fairly comfortable 2-0 winners.
Wales not in action until Sunday, facing a tough trip away to Belgium. Winger Hal Robson-Kanu says Vincent Kompany's absence for Belgium in Sunday's Euro 2016 qualifier won't make things any easier for them. The Manchester City captain has been ruled out of the game through injury. Robson-Kanu tells Sky Sports News they're going to Brussels to get something from the game.
Vincent Kompany not playing, they're going to have another player to step in. So our focus is on what we have to do and what's required from us. So whatever players they play or whatever team they put out, it's going to be a tough challenge, but one we're looking forward to.
Robson Kanu tells Northern One's Friday Sport they're going to Brussels to get something from the game. In all likelihood, a hiding, I would have thought, Dave.
I think a defeat. I think it will be 2-0 to Belgium, even without Vincent Kompany.
Okay. You're on North Sound One's Friday Sport, the official station of the Dons. Mixed news for Aberdeen this week. Disappointing end to the Celtic match, followed by the announcement this week that the Dons' debt has been wiped out thanks to Willie and Elaine Donald to the tune of almost £15 million, meaning the club is no longer in the red for the first time since the Richard Donald stand was completed. Don supporters to get their spokesman. Gordon Duncan's been chatting more about it to North Sound One's Friday Sport.
Fantastic news. There had been some rumours that the club were trying to resolve the debt situation, but for this to be resolved as quickly as this and in a one-off deal like this is fantastic. I mean, it's been a burden around the club's neck for many, many years now, the interest on the debt. So to have wiped out the debt is a massive boost for the club and great news for the fans.
A very welcome early Christmas present for the Red Army.
Indeed, yes. Yeah, I mean, things are going pretty well this season anyway, and for this to have happened in the background, which will obviously boost the ability for the club to provide better training facilities, I think they're in discussions on that anyway, it's just all round good news. I mean, for many years now, in years gone by, the club were effectively trying to operate at a break-even level, but they were always ignoring the interest at that point, and the interest was a killer to the accounts. So without that interest, it's a massive boost to the club.
And going forward, it gives us a great platform as a club, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, because there are a limited number of debt-free clubs kicking around in the country, and for us to be suddenly on a deal done by this with the club and a new investor is fantastic news. And obviously, I think the fans will be grateful to the new investor who has come in, and it puts the club in a very strong position for the future.
I mean, just looking at the way things have been with all that debt, just to service that debt, it's like, you know, putting money down a big black hole, isn't it?
Well, that's right, yeah. I mean, as I said before, the interest charges were what was killing the profit and loss account over the last 10, 15 years. So removing that debt is obviously an excellent piece of news. It avoids the club spending the money on the interest. And we obviously have a new major shareholder, perhaps not the major shareholder, but another major shareholder, who obviously has the best interest of the club at heart. He said that, so yeah, wonderful news all round.
A major piece of the jigsaw. There are so many positive knock-on effects that we can look forward to now, hopefully.
Well, that's right, yeah. I mean, the key one, I think, for the football team management is the training facility, and Derek and Tony have made that clear for a reasonable period of time now since they came in, and I think George Yule's been working on that, and hopefully this allows him to have a bit of financial clout in the future to make that happen as quickly as possible.
And what about the new stadium? Hopefully this will help us moving forward as well.
Yeah, well, obviously it'll help with the new stadium plans as well. I mean, that's gone on and on and rumbled on over the years if we go all the way back to Belfield, but this could be the deal that allows them to go forward with that and make it happen in the years to come. I mean, I know there'll be still the debates over where and why and should we, but if it gives them the ability to do it, let's just see where that takes us.
And with Aberdeen Football Club soon to be debt-free, how hopeful are you that maybe that might help Derek and Tony to go out and maybe strengthen the squad further?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll be knocking on the door now that this deal, once it's ratified by the shareholders, is which it obviously will be when it's done. I'm sure they'll be knocking at the door looking for their share of the good news story. The timing is good as well, with you know, the potential of possibly Rangers coming back up, you know, but in a amazingly poor financial position, and we'd be in a very strong financial position for us to genuinely become the, you know, the main challengers to Celtic for the short to medium term.
Yeah, I mean, when the word Armageddon comes to mind, we've heard that word an awful lot over the last couple of years, but you know, you say, what Armageddon, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Armageddon was just the Central Belt SFA media, 43,000 at Celtic Park, and it seemed like Armageddon. And there's been so many good news stories around, and nobody up here wants to peddle the, it's not the same without Rangers, Hearts, Hibs, etc. It's, yeah, there's been no Armageddon.
I mean, it's great to see as well that, you know, other clubs in the Premiership have been getting their act together also. Dundee United, not so long ago, they announced plans to, you know, tackle their debt, to wipe out their debt.
Well, that's right, yep. They've done it, I think, about 9-12 months ago, which was good to see from their point of view. At that time, we look at that sort of thinking, wish it was us, and now it is us. So, two debt-free clubs with a League Cup semi-final to look forward to in front of a massive crowd. Should be a great game, and two clubs that have shown the things can be sorted out without necessarily Celtic and Rangers being involved.
It all adds to the feel-good factor, doesn't it? Looking back to when Derek McInnes became manager, going up to this present day, you know, huge strides have been made.
Yeah, massive strides. I mean, Derek, I think, keeps concentrating on, he wants this season to be better than last, just in terms of points gathered, league position, you know, going one further in the Scottish Cup. So he's looking for improvement, and that's what he focuses on when, you know, we lost on Sunday, but, you know, he will constantly say, you know, we're at the level we're at last season, or we're slightly worse, slightly better, and that's what he's looking for, you know. And I think that's why we've had the run of 7 wins, a draw, and a defeat in 9 games, but we weren't really getting the same credit as last year, purely because last year lifted the level of expectation, and therefore, you know, a fantastic run like that doesn't really get the credit it deserves. So he's right, he's got his feet in the ground, he's, you know, says all the right things, and yeah. We look forward to a long association with them at the club.
And how hopeful are you, Gordon, that you know, we can push on and we can match or even better last season?
I think, yeah, hopefully we can. I mean, it's asking, and although he wants to do that, it is asking a lot to, I guess, second instead of third, and win one of the cups is better, which is, it's a fairly tall order. But there isn't any reason why they shouldn't finish second, and there isn't any reason, you know, that we won't have a cup final in the League Cup to look forward to, and we've still got the Scottish Cup to come. So, yeah, fingers crossed that it can be better than last year.
And just finally, the supporters, the Red Army, they've bought nearly 10,000 season tickets. It would be great if, on the back of this, we could sell a whole lot more season tickets, and the fans can, you know, really continue to get right behind the club.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the fans have been magnificent since Derek came in, culminating in the Celtic Park final last year, the season tickets this year. So yeah, fans who maybe still fans that slightly waver about a season ticket, hopefully would invest in the club now they see the club are trying to resolve their problems, and the biggest problem for years has been the debt, and that looks like it's resolved, so excellent.
And here's one man you know who knows all about the Dons' new benefactors.
I've known Willie and Elaine for a long time. Their foundation, they have foundation lottery tickets from us, and they have done from day one. I know Willie very well. He laid the tarmac at the golf centre recently. Great guy. They're a great couple, and it's a nice touch for them to put in the money they have.
And hopefully Aberdeen can really push on from here and have as much success this season as they had last season.
Yeah, obviously they're still up there in everything that they're playing in. There's a lot of kind of good matches to come. I think now they've got an ideal opportunity to kick on, you know, with the club. It was a lot of debt that was obviously hanging around their neck, and not only Willie and Elaine, but, you know, obviously Stuart Milne and Aberdeen Asset have kind of put their debt into shares. So, I mean, tough like that, it's big news for the club, and I hope they can use it properly.
And we'll hear more from Paul Laurie, of course, later on in the show. A great story from Paul Laurie earlier today, which we'll expand upon more in just a moment. Dave, explain what this means in real terms and what this will enable the club to do that it couldn't have previous to this.
Well, first of all, it is the what Willie and Elaine have done, along with the bank, along with Stuart Milne Group, the club, and Aberdeen Asset Management, is everything. Every aspect played a wee part in making sure that hopefully, as of the AGM, the debt will be reduced to basically zero. So what it will mean is that we won't have that servicing of the debt round our neck, which in the year to 30th of June this year, in the latest accounts, that cost us more than £250,000, which is just money being thrown away. So it will allow us to operate, hopefully, on break even or better. It also means that when the time comes to move, and the sad day that when Pittodrie is sold, instead of more than 50% of the proceeds going to write off the debt, that we have all of the income from Pittodrie can be used towards the new stadium, and it just also sends out absolutely the right message in terms of other potential investors, sponsors, etc. So it's huge news, and it's also news that we had to release when we did, which is all tied in with the annual reports being posted out the night before, which we do every year, and we put out the release on the website to coincide with the local papers being printed the next morning, so that our shareholders are not reading about what's happening in the
same
time
as everyone else
before they hear about it. So just to clarify that, and because we are a PLC, there are lots of different rules that we have to abide by. But arguably the biggest news, positive news to come out of Aberdeen in a whole generation, and certainly since I've been involved in the club, which
is wonderful.
Because a whole generation.
We've been in debt, haven't we, since the completion of the Richard Donald stand?
Yeah.
And oddly, he probably would never have sanctioned it.
Well, it's back in Dick Donald's time was the last time we were debt-free. And, of course, if you remember, you know, when we were spending £1 million on Paul Bernard, you know, when we were basically throwing money that we just didn't have. And back then, our wages to turnover ratio was something like 86%. It's now down into the low 50s. Percent-wise, which is where it should be.
Yeah.
So it won't mean that all of a sudden we're going out and sort of, you know, bidding for Messi and Ronaldo and things like that. It will mean no difference in terms of the operating. But what it will do is make Aberdeen Football Club, the bigger picture, a far more attractive proposition than we are at the moment with carrying that debt.
Now, no Premiership games going ahead tomorrow, but there are games for North East teams. We'll check up on those on North Sound 1's Friday Sport in moments.
North Sound 1, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmoore and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sport.
To the other matches which go ahead this weekend in just a moment, but the one that we're all focusing on, which kicks off in just under an hour's time, is Scotland against Republic of Ireland, and the Scotland team is in.
Marshall, Whittaker, Martin, Hanley, Robertson, Maloney, Mulgrew, Brown, Fletcher, Naismith and Anya. The subs, Gordon, Martin, Dorans, Bannon, Greer, Darren Fletcher, Burke, Jilks, Russell and May.
Pretty much what we expected in general terms.
I think we both got 10 out of 11, and I think I forgot the fact that James Morrison's injured, isn't he? So he was never going to be in the starting lineup.
Must try harder.
Yeah.
Okay, to the other matches which go ahead this weekend and into the Championship first, where Hibs host Queen of the South. Dumbarton travel to Livingston. Cowdenbeath make the trip to face Raith Rovers. Rangers are at home to Alloa, and Hearts away to Falkirk. In Scottish League One, Peterhead travel to Ayr, the nearest rivals in the table, knowing a win would lift them into the top half of the league. Blue Team boss Jim McAnally.
One thing is, I'm sure the players will enjoy going down to Somerset to play, because it's, for me, a traditional old football ground. And, you know, I think the players should thrive in playing in that small stadium, but compact, and there'll be a decent crowd there. You know, Ayr United usually get about 1,200 or something like that, so there should be a nice wee crowd there.
Last weekend, Jim, the boys showed great spirit, but at a difficult venue like Somerset Park, more of that same spirit will be needed.
Of course, and I think the biggest thing with our players is it's a bit of belief that's acquired from them. I mean, the first half last week, or certainly the first half hour, I thought the last 15 minutes of the first half we were okay. But the first half hour, we looked as though we were just waiting to lose the game. That was my words to them after the game. I mean, the second half, especially the last half hour, they showed that they were every bit as good as Dunfermline. But you've got to do that and have that belief for the start. I mean, I know Ayr United's now a full-time side, but the only difference should be in fitness, to be honest, that they should be fitter than you, although that didn't even look the case last week. So hopefully they take a bit of belief out of last week's performance and they start the game better than, you know, they started last week, because you don't want to go behind away if you want Ayr United, that's for sure.
Added incentive, Jim, you can overtake Ayr with a win.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you could get a win and you just need to look at the table and see how compact it is. I mean, it's unbelievable, really. And if you could string any sort of result together, you know, even two or three results together, you'd certainly be knocking at the door.
I tell you who else is knocking at the door. Jim's pet mogwai, waiting to get out. Remember, don't feed them after midnight or put them in your water. We've got Gremlins 4 in our hands. In the Highland League, Bucky are at home to bottom club Fort William. You've got Clach, guests of John Sharon's Cove Rangers. Leaders Wick are at Devon Vale. For Martin United, welcome Nairn. Steve Patterson's side could go third with a win, provided other results go their way too. Forest are at Fraserburgh, champions Broader Rangers, currently in third, but with three games in hand, a very strong position as they travel to Hundley. Inverurie Locos welcome Rothes. Scott Matheson in goal once again.
I think I've done quite well the games I've played. Boys have protected me really well in front of me, and that we've definitely tightened up and look a lot more solid, but I think that's down to boys in front of me mainly as well.
In the remaining games, Keith welcome Lossiemouth, and second place Tariff United are at home to Strathspey Thistle on the Juniors Day.
Yeah, it's 1st v 3rd and 4th v 2nd in the PMAC Group Super League. Mod take on Stonehaven at Pleasure Park, and at Unicorn Park, Hermes entertain Bank City. Elsewhere, Cooter are at home to Ellen United, Deverin side. They travel to Dice. Hallross United versus Bankery St Tiernan. FC Stonywood are up in Inverness to play City, and New Elgin against Cruden Bay. First Division East, Buckenhaven Hearts, the league leaders, are at home to Aberdeen Uni. East End take on Glentanner. Colony Park travel to the Sports Village to face Lewis United. It's Longside against Newmarket United, and at Findon should be a cracker with Parkvale against Bridge of Don Thistle. First Division West, Grantown, the leaders, are at home to Bucky Thistle, their second, so that should be a good one. Isle of Ale take on Forest Thistle. Lossiemouth United welcome Dufftown. Nairn St Ninian against Spey Valley, and Burghead Thistle away to Port Gordon Victoria. One cup game away from the leagues in the Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup opening round at Heathery Fold at Sunnybank against Fraserburgh United.
To golf, Paul Laurie's been chatting to North Sound One's Friday Sport about a brand new match play event which will be part of the race to Dubai for the next 3 years. The inaugural Saltire Energy Paul Laurie match play will take place at Merkur Links Golf Club from July 30th to August 2nd next year, and Paul's been telling us more about it.
Yeah, very exciting, Dave, to be fair. It's something we've been thinking about for a wee while. I've always wanted the tour to come to Aberdeen, and then when they came last year for the Aberdeen Asset Management Scottish Open, we thought it was important the tour came back, so we tried to put on an event. It didn't have to be with my name on it, but obviously Mike Logie, Saltire, we're doing it together, so he was keen for the both names to be on it. So here we are. We're obviously indebted to Mike. You know, he's a great guy locally. He puts in a lot of money into the community, and this is just someone else that he's put his money into. So it's a very exciting day.
A marvellous setting for what will hopefully be a marvellous event.
It will be, yeah. Match play is a bit more exciting, we hope. We've got a 64-player field. Merkur Links is a fantastic links course. They've always been very good to us here in the foundation. They've always been very welcoming when we've wanted to come here for events, which is why we kind of chose here. So it's all set up for a brilliant week.
The Scottish Open here obviously was a marvellous success in this neck of the woods. How confident are you that this new tournament can replicate that success?
Well, obviously the Scottish Open with Aberdeen Asset Management behind it is a much bigger affair than what we're planning to start with, because you've got to start somewhere. Again, we're starting at a pretty high level, and then the idea is to work it into, hopefully, to a bigger and better event. But it's important that the very first year we start off, and it's a big event. You know, we're keen for a lot of people to come and enjoy it and to watch the players play, and then we'll see what happens down the years to whether we can grow it.
Briefly, in rugby, Scotland face New Zealand at 5:30 tomorrow, looking for their first ever win against the All Blacks. Earlier, Aberdeen Grammar are in BT Cup action against Hamilton in a 1 o'clock kickoff. Weekend coverage, Dave.
Well, you'll get all the latest updates on Gossip and Goals tomorrow afternoon, but of course the main weekend coverage that we're all looking ahead to starts at 8:15. It's Scotland against the Republic of Ireland. Come on, ye Scotland!